Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We released a study last week that found that adults age 50 and older who used cannabis, about 20% of those adults reported driving after use of cannabis in the past year.
Okay, that's a pretty big number. So are you finding that, I guess I don't know how to compare this to previous years, but the legalization and how often we see it here in the state of Michigan is contributing to that?
So what we have seen over time with legalization across the country and increasing access to cannabis is that use in these older ages, middle and older adults, is increasing. Cannabis use is increasing. And with that increase in use, people still go about their daily lives and need to drive places. And so we're seeing increasing rates of reporting driving after using cannabis when people could be impaired from their use.
And I'm guessing, you know, in the past, it was alcohol use and when it came to impaired driving. So this is something that is becoming more, unfortunately, popular, lack of a better term.
Yes, there's definitely an increase in the use of cannabis. And so, again, as people go about their daily lives, there will be increased impaired driving related to cannabis. Since it's a legal, accessible substance, people are accessing it, using it, and it's having both the effects that they desire, but also some potential negative consequences like impacting motor vehicle crashes and other things that would be key for older adults, for example, relating to falls or potentially even interacting with medications, impairing their memory, things like that.
Does age contribute to making the risks higher?
Yeah, there haven't been, because of the way legalization of cannabis has worked and the way cannabis has been able to be studied, we haven't been able to do definitive studies on how much age and cannabis use sort of interact to increase risk. But we do know that as people are aging, their abilities to remember things, to react quickly, start to deteriorate. And cannabis is a substance that also does that to the body and to the brain. And so we'd expect that it's going to make it a little bit harder to react quickly when driving. For example, when a deer jumps out in the road, you have to react very quickly. When an unintended person, you know, swerves in front of you, you have to react quickly. And we know that those things slow down with age and those things slow down with cannabis use.
So when you're talking about the frequency of use and, you know, the, I guess, the risk factors still not deterring someone, are we talking about dependency and addiction in some cases?
Yeah, we've seen in our data that depending on the symptom, anywhere from, you know, maybe 12 to 20% of folks in this age range who use cannabis are reporting at least some symptoms of dependence, of addiction. For cannabis, that's called a cannabis use disorder, and it can result in affecting your life, you know, valued areas of life, fulfillment of roles. It can also result in tolerance, and so needing more of the cannabis to get the same effects that are intended, or withdrawal, which is when you don't have it, have cannabis, feeling irritable, feeling anxiety, tense, and some other physical symptoms as well.
Does it say anything about their I guess, unknowing of the dangers associated with it, meaning they may report doing it, but they may also not report it being a big deal, for example.
Right. So we actually have some other data. It's not in this press release, but we have some other data that shows a lot of people still in this age range don't believe that cannabis is addictive. And the scientific truth is that it is. And so there's still some misperceptions about some of the consequences or risks associated with cannabis use.
So what are some of the takeaways that you had when you were looking at this data? Anything that stood out?
Yeah, what stood out to me is, I'll pause because I need a sound. I know it's a sound bite, and when I hesitate, I'll start over. Yeah. Some of the things that stood out to me about these data were that also 50% of older adults who use cannabis, and by older adults, I mean 50 and older, which is actually middle age and older adults, about half of them hadn't ever talked to their healthcare providers, their doctor or their nurse practitioner, you know, whoever does their primary care. They never talked about it. And so they're using a substance. Often folks in this age range report using for mental health reasons, pain, sleep. They're looking for ways to feel better, but they haven't talked about the role of cannabis with their providers. And so I think that's really something that stands out. And if they're not talking with their providers about it, then their providers aren't also giving them the information about potential risks like impaired driving related to cannabis.
So that's really the first line of defense where they can learn about some of these risks is talking to a healthcare provider. And that's where it may be introduced to them, and them not bringing it up may be one of the things that they are missing.
Exactly, yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Anything else that you'd like to add?
I think the only thing I would add is we know that people are going to use cannabis. It's a legal substance in our state right now. And we know that it has impacts on critical driving related functions. So I would just advise anyone, if they choose to use cannabis, to use it at a time when they don't plan on driving for several hours. And it really can vary based on the strength of the particular product they're using, but that's why I say several hours, just to be on the safe side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.